Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
The coming of Jesus the Christ into the world was not an unexpected event. The whole thrust of the Old Testament story pointed to this moment in history when the Messiah, the Christ, would be born into the world and fulfill his mission on earth. Not only does the Old Testament tell us that he is coming, but it also tells us how he would come into the world, what he would do during his time here, how he would suffer and die, what this sacrificial death would accomplish, and that he would be raised from the dead. Isaiah is one of the prophets who foretold the coming of the Christ. He is often called the Messianic prophet because he spoke so frequently about the coming of Jesus the Messiah. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah uses four or five titles to describe the coming king. He says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, with each one of these titles, Isaiah reveals something wonderful about Jesus and what he would do for us. Today on our program, and next week, the Lord willing, we want to spend some time considering each of these titles and appreciate what they tell us about Jesus. The first title is Wonderful, or Wonder. Edward Young states in his commentary that this title here designates the Messiah not merely as someone extraordinary, but as one who in his very person and being is a wonder. He is that which surpasses human thought and power. He is God himself. End of quote. And so this one possesses all the power of deity. But he is also called Counselor. He is Wonderful, Counselor. We all need a counselor. As much as we like to think we have it all together, we all have moments when we need guidance and direction. We need a counselor. Sometimes we reach that moment in our marriage. We face problems in our marriage that we just can't work out. We need someone to help us, to offer guidance. Sometimes we reach this moment with our children. We come to some problem or crisis and we just can't figure out how to handle it. Everything we do just makes things worse. We need counsel. Sometimes we reach this moment with our personal struggles. We keep failing to the same temptation. We need advice. At times like this, isn't it true that our first instinct is to turn to a friend in whom we have confidence? And if the problem is more serious, we might turn to a professional counselor. While it is great to have friends and professional counselors who can help us, we have no better counselor than Jesus Christ. Isaiah would describe him as Wonderful, Counselor. In the world in which we live, there is wise counsel and there is unwise counsel. Back in 2 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 1 through 4, we read of Ahaziah becoming the king of Judah. It says, "His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction." Ahaziah followed evil counsel, and it was to his destruction. And this is true today. If we follow evil counsel, it will be to our destruction. Now, I'm not opposed to professional counselors, such as psychologists and therapists and psychiatrists. When our bodies are sick, there's nothing wrong in going to a medical doctor for help. When our mind is sick with some mental illness, there is sometimes a need for medical treatment. But where there is a need for counsel in how to deal with life's problems, how to have peace of mind, any psychologist or therapist who does not lead one to Jesus Christ does not provide his patient with the true answer to his problems. Jesus, who is Wonderful and Counselor, is the answer to all our problems. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus also said in John 10, verse 10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Colossians 2, verses 8 through 10 says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." Yes, we need to seek the Lord's counsel. When I'm having a problem, one of the first things I ought to do is to seek the advice of Jesus from his book, the Bible. I should do this before I go to anyone else. And when I go to others, I should judge their advice in light of what Jesus said. Don't make the mistake that some do. They talk with a friend or even with professional counselors and take their advice even when it's contrary to what Jesus said. Dear friend, it does not matter how much someone loves you or what credentials they might have. If they disagree with Jesus, they are wrong. And let me add one other thought. It is certainly a blessing to have the counsel of Jesus about how to solve problems in my home and how to solve problems on the job and how to overcome temptations. But let's not forget that these are not the only areas where he guides. Even more important is the counsel he gives about how we can be in right relationship with God and have the hope of eternal life. He tells us about the problem of sin and how sin separates us from God, but he also tells us how we can be forgiven of our sins and how we can be with him in heaven for all eternity. As our counselor, he not only gives us perfect guidance, but he guides us in things that matter most. We need to listen to him. Now, back in Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says concerning the child who will be born, "And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God." Now, this title, Mighty God, tells us the most important thing about the nature of the Savior. He is God. He is divine. He has the same divine qualities and nature that the Father and the Holy Spirit possess. You know, in light of this prophecy, it is astonishing that there would ever be any dispute about the nature of Jesus. And yet, there is. Some religious people argue that Jesus was only a man, a great philosopher to be sure, but in the end, just a man. There's one religious group who claim that Jesus is an angel, an important angel, Michael the Archangel, but still just an angel, one created by God and not God. However, Scripture will allow neither of these positions. What does Isaiah the prophet say? Well, he records that his name will be called Mighty God. John the apostle says in John 1 verses 1 through 3, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." Now notice, the Word was with God and was God. Well, who is the Word that John is writing about? Well, in verse 14 he says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, the one who became flesh and dwelt among us is Jesus. He is the Word who was with God, was God, and who made all things. As a matter of fact, it says, "Without him nothing was made that was made." How then could he be a created being if he created all things? Did he create himself? When Jesus was before Caiaphas the high priest, Caiaphas said to him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." That's Matthew 26, verse 63. Here Jesus, under oath, says, "It is as you said." Now that was the Jewish way of stating the affirmative. Jesus is saying, "Yes, I am the Christ, the Son of God." Caiaphas understood that Jesus was claiming to be deity when we see his reaction. Verse 65 says, "Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, 'He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy.'" And so there is no question that Jesus claimed to be deity. In John 20, verses 28 and 29, when Thomas saw the print of the nails in Jesus' hands after his resurrection, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." If Thomas was wrong about Jesus, it doesn't make sense that Jesus would not correct this blasphemous mistake. But he doesn't correct Thomas, but rather he says, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Well, this implies that Jesus accepted Thomas's view of him, that he was Thomas's God. And if Jesus was not God, then how do we explain those occasions when Jesus received worship? In John 9:38, the man who had been born blind, whom Jesus healed, worshiped him, it says. In Matthew chapter 14, after Jesus had walked to his disciples on the sea, after he had gotten into the boat with them, it says, "Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Verse 33. If Jesus was not God, then why would he accept worship? Only God is deserving of worship. Well, Isaiah calls him Mighty God. But notice also, Isaiah calls him Mighty God. In other words, he possesses the might, the power of deity. Sometimes we need to be reminded that God is mighty. When we go through periods of trial or sufferings in life, sometimes we behave as though our God is powerless, that there is nothing anyone can do to help me. Well, we need to be reminded that our Savior is mighty. There is no problem we encounter or enemy we face that is too great for him to handle. Isaiah says that the coming Savior would be the Mighty God. We need to have confidence in him as we face the trials of life. Well, a long time ago, the prophet Isaiah announced that a child would be born, a son given to us. That is a prophecy of the Messiah who was to come. This child would be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. And Isaiah also says that he would be called Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. We want to talk about these titles of the Messiah next week, and we hope that you'll join us then. If you would like to talk with us about anything we have said today, or about anything that we have taught on this program, we would like to talk with you. Just give us a call. Call us at 573-265-8628. If no one is there to answer, just leave your name and telephone number, and we'll be glad to get back with you. That phone number again is 573-265-8628. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your requests. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Again, thank you for listening, and join us next week for Bible Talk.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.